Say it.
It didn't go.
Is this Jason Explains It All?
This, it just didn't go.
What is Jason Explains It All?
It just didn't be hour.
Is it a podcast?
Yep.
Are they listening to a podcast?
Yep.
Is your dad doing a podcast?
Yep.
What's it called?
Yep.
Jason Explains It All?
Not this hour.
Jason Explains It All?
Poppy pooped.
Poppy pooped?
He did poop on all dates.
Okay, alright. Hello and welcome to this edition of Jason Explains It All. Now we've gotten past November. We are into December. And December is a time of giving and loving and couples.
We're in the future.
We're in the future.
You just blew Bryce's mind.
Yeah, so the first episode of December, maybe the most important Jason Explains It All. Because I have been hyping this episode for weeks now.
No pressure.
No pressure.
I don't feel any.
But today, I'm going to introduce a coworker of mine and her partner. And it's going to be fun. We're going to talk about maybe one of my favorite movies of all time. Ooh. Top five, definitely. So today, live on the show, Larry Bird Cat is also here. I'm gonna introduce you to Lindsay Michelle.
Hi.
And Bryce
Pilu. Yes.
Nailed it.
Good job.
First try.
Not the first try.
They don't need to know that.
They know me, trust me.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So I've known Lindsay for almost 2 years she's put up with me. She has never once wanted, well, she might have wanted to. She's never thrown anything sharp at me. So,
strange.
Yeah, no, nothing sharp.
Yeah,
nothing
yeah. Sharp. And I've met you, this is literally the second time I've met you. So,
yes.
So, it's.
To my knowledge, at least.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, what?
I mean, I don't know, I could have ran across you in the street or somewhere. At Walmart, I don't know.
Are you in Mississippi?
Yeah.
Every day.
Oh.
What?
I've got a second
in
life.
My mind.
Oh, don't. Dude, you gotta get a better spine space.
It's a safe space.
No, it's not. There's nothing safe there.
Fair enough.
So, Bryce, Lindsay, how's it going today?
I've been sitting at home since 11.
That is.
I got off of work early, so it's been good.
That's the dream.
Except Destiny, the game I play, has been down since 6 until 5. So I haven't had anything to do, really.
But that's having nothing to do is good.
Yeah.
I mean, unless two people show up to your house and they're like, you gotta put on pants.
I know, right? Like, fuck.
All day, no pants.
Is there any cursing?
No, you can go crazy.
Okay, because I don't have a filter.
No, it's fine. I trust me.
Groovy.
She's heard some of my episodes there.
Oh, yeah. There's,
we go there. Right. But no one stutters in this movie, so hopefully I won't get anybody mad at me. I did, like, two movies where people stuttered, and I brought it up, and everybody got mad at me.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it's Wright and Ryan.
Yeah, it's Wright and Ryan.
Shout out to Wright and Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan's never been on the show, and I will do everything in my power to make sure he's not. But Wright's been on the show twice.
I mean, you gotta know your boundaries.
I can only deal with, like, 40 hours of Ryan. I can't add an extra hour to it.
You got a limit. There's no going above it.
I mean, if I can keep it under 40, that's fine.
That's the goal. 40 is the max. Anything below is just perfect.
It's a win. So, this is Couples Month. It's December. It's the holiday spirit.
Yeah, there it is.
I mean, I identify with Christmas more than couples in December. Preferably. Words.
Yes, words are hard. But, I mean, yeah, but it kind of goes together. You know, you got mistletoe. You got sleigh riding. You can't do that by yourself.
You know what?
That one weirdly rapey Christmas carol.
The song about
it being cold outside.
Yeah.
I'm saying, what's in this drink?
Yeah, what is in this drink? I think they redid the lyrics. I think like Taylor Swift and Elton, or no, not Elton
Taylor
John.
Taylor Swift and Elton John.
No, it's Taylor Swift and
that guy that she
yeah, that guy. That guy that sings songs that people like.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, they changed the lyrics, and some people were like, they changed the lyrics, and some people were like, they changed the lyrics!
Yeah, apparently, back in the day, it wasn't supposed to be rapey. She was just saying that this drink isn't that strong.
Yeah.
It's actually not as bad as people think it is.
Yeah.
Whole history of that.
Whole history. But this is not Jason Explains.
Christmas Carols.
Christmas Carols. This is Jason Explains It All. And guys, we're gonna go back on the way back machine. We traveled forward into the future. Now we're gonna travel back into the past.
Oh God!
Yeah, that's right. We are like an episode of Doctor Who.
Fucking shit, man! I can handle this, man.
It's about to get intense.
I just wanted to get up and play some games and fucking agree to time travel.
Yeah, you've gone forward, and now we're going to 1987.
Holy crap!
I wasn't even born. I am negative 1 year old. I was born in 88. My sister went to go see this movie with my dad, though.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like...
I was not even a glimmer in my parents' eyes.
Nope.
I wasn't even the mistake yet.
yet.
Same.
I mean, I think I was planned.
I know one of us was planned, but I think I was... that's what it was. My brother was the one that locked the marriage down. My other brother was the planned one. And then I was just the happy accident.
I was, I was the middle. I'm the middle.
We're not gonna talk about what I was.
No.
That's a different podcast.
That's a lot.
That's therapy.
We don't have the time to unpack this.
So September 25th, 1987, a movie came out.
What's that movie?
The Princess Bride.
Oh, well, that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're big talking reveal. About.
Man,
big reveal. I think we've said it like three times. But
I don't think we said the name of the movie yet.
Yeah, 1987's The Princess Bride. Now this movie has got it all. It's got pirates, monsters, love, forced marriages, weird flirting, a kidnapping. A love between a grandson and a grandfather. It's got everything.
Does it have mustaches?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
That's the point.
That's the only thing
Inigo
I need to
Montoya
know.
Has a fantastic pencil mustache.
Oh, obviously.
And the most polite sword fighting you will ever hear. Like, this movie is so polite.
Really? To me, I've seen the clip. Seems very borderline flirtatious, almost.
Oh, almost. Where they're sword fighting?
There's banter.
There's so much banter. Gymnastics. Like Jurassic Park 2 gymnastics. Like, gymnastics.
I haven't seen that movie either.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, that's another episode down the line.
I've seen, like, not a lot of movies.
He hadn't seen Jaws.
Neither have you seen a lot of movies either.
He's seen less than Fight Club.
Jeez.
I haven't seen The Godfather.
I should just start a podcast with you, bro. And every week just tell you a new movie. one day we'll get to the end and we'll be like, that's it.
There's no more movies.
And then I'll tell you about the movies I've watched that you haven't.
I don't know. I don't know if there's many of those.
They're all hentai.
Oh.
Jeez. Bryce, no.
What?
That's true.
That's a different podcast.
It doesn't have to be.
And we're out of time, folks.
We're 8 minutes in, man. This is good. This is going to be a good episode already. I can feel it. So we start off. We see Fred Savage. I think it's Fred. Yeah, Ben Savage is the younger brother from Boy Meets World. But Fred Savage, who is in the middle of, like, fame, because he's in a show called The Wonder Years. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's about a kid growing up in 1960, I believe. It's really good. It's a heartwarming tale. It's kind of Boy Meets World, but in the 60s. Later on, his brother is in a show called Boy Meets World.
I've seen Boy Meets World.
Yeah, it's the same show, just in the
60s. Wait, which one is he?
He's Corey.
What?
Yeah. His brother is in this movie.
Who is he?
Is he playing the little boy?
Yeah, he's the little boy in this movie.
Oh, okay, then that's what I don't know.
Yeah, so...
I've only seen the adults from the internet.
So, it's like snowing and this kid is sick, and he's in Chicago. He's a Chicago boy, which automatically puts him in a special place in my heart.
Cause he lived there.
I lived there. It was fantastic.
I didn't.
He's a Bears fan. He's got Cubs banners everywhere. He's like the bedroom I wish I grew up in.
Goddamn children. Rich children always having shit.
So his mom comes in and she's like, yeah, you're still running fever. I think he's playing Tech Bowl. Do you know what that is?
Wait a minute. So this is a bedtime story?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's why it's all Flanderous and fucking Flanders.
Yeah, it's a romping tale that you tell a kid before he goes to bed. Or when he's sick in this case. Because Kevin is his name's Kevin. He's actually really sick. He's playing Tecmo. Do you remember that?
I have no idea.
There was a system called the Nintendo.
Oh, I know what that is.
The NES.
I know what that is.
It was a football game.
Oh, well, that's why he was sick.
What?
It was a football game.
I mean, I don't think that it would get you sick, but
mentally.
Yeah. Mentally. we'll get there.
Sponsor us, EA.
So, she's like, look, I gotta go to work, but your grandpa's gonna keep you lots of company. And his grandpa walks in. He has a mustache, too.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic mustache.
I trust him already.
Yeah. He sits down and he's like, hey, let me read you a story, kid. And the kid's like, I don't know.
He's playing football.
He's like, nah, let me tell you a story. So he's like, this story's got everything. It's got love. It's got death. It's got a giant. It's got...
How old is this kid, by the way?
He's probably like, I think he's playing like 11, 10.
Oh, okay.
I think he's 11 because in a minute there's going to be some kissing and he's going to cut off his grandpa from talking and being like, Granddad, I'm like 11. I don't want to hear about this.
Shit, man. Fucking grow up nowadays. Kids are already having sex in middle school. It's crazy. I'm not joking.
Yeah, I know it's happening. I know it's happening.
It's sad, man.
Yeah, I'm a parent, so.
Oh, God.
Oh, I have a 3-year-old. So.
Good luck.
It's bad enough the jokes that get made at work.
Yeah, it's. I listen to my headphones a lot. So he starts reading, and we cut to our actual movie, The Princess Bride. And we find out that it's basically a love story between a farmhand named Wesley and a maiden, like someone who's like up in the house.
But not a princess.
No, she's not a princess. We'll get to that title in a minute. Right. Named Buttercup.
That's adorable. Is that really her name?
Yeah, it's really Buttercup, yes. So it shows them kind of awkwardly flirting. And by that, she's super mean to him. And he's always like, she's like, do this, farmhand. And he's like, as you wish. And then, like, yeah, kind of at first, she's kind of mean to him. She's like, I want you to clean off my saddle, and I want to see myself in it. Ooh. And he's like,
I don't think that's how saddles work. They're made out of leather.
Well, yeah, you shine them up. You know, there's a reflection.
Gotta get that good leather.
Yeah, so he's like, as you wish. And then she starts to kind of, like, grow, like...
Oh, this is a BDSM relationship.
No, they're not in a relationship yet.
Well, clearly they are. This is sadomasochism.
But it's, you know, it's old times. You know, they didn't have that.
Oh, so, they had it. They just didn't have a word for it.
So she's like, That's nice. I like that. She's like, What did she say? Oh, she's like, hey, farm boy, can you get me that pitcher of water? And he's like, as you wish. And then she kind of is like, oh, shit, I might be, like, digging this guy. So it's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, slavery is fun.
But they're in love, you see.
He does what I tell him.
So then they are like, listen. He's like, listen, I want to marry you. And she's like, I want to marry you. He's like, but listen, I have to go out and... Because I'm just a farmhand. We won't be able to live. So I have to go get some money.
Was this movie made by Disney? They've known each other for like 5 minutes.
20th Century
married.
Fox. No, they've known each other for a while. We've just been kind of thrown into their life.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Because so, I'm fucking Disney shit right here.
So she's like, okay, you do what you gotta do. I just really want you to come back. And he's like, as you wish. So she goes to give him a kiss. Kevin cuts off his granddad and is like, listen, I'm 11. I don't want to hear about this kissing stuff. So he's like, you know what? In a few years, you're gonna change your mind.
Jesus, I don't grandpa. I still don't want to hear about kissing from your grandpa. It's still kind of weird.
He's like, okay, well, now I'm a little bit invested in the story. We find out that Wesley's ship has been attacked by the dreaded Pirate Roberts.
Wait, the dreaded Pirate Roberts?
Yeah, Dread Pirate Roberts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought that Dreaded was just the title they gave him, not the whole thing.
Yeah, his name is Dread Pirate Roberts.
Like a pimp name slip back.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Just like that.
So, she's heartbroken, of course. And...
Oh, was he, like, dead?
Yeah, well...
Assumed.
Yeah, assumed. Because the Dread Pirate Roberts leaves...
He's the Dread Pirate
he
Roberts.
He leaves no survivors.
I mean, why would you?
But that's important. We'll get to that. So, we actually get to meet the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Oh, he sounds cool.
He is kind of cool.
I want to be his friend.
I mean...
He killed somebody.
Everyone kills people.
Well, I don't.
You got something you need to share with us?
Like, have you ever masturbated? That's a lot of dead babies.
Do we edit this?
No, we don't. Look, we got to go 100% to the wall, man. I like it. I like it.
Groovy.
You're going for, like, a controversial episode. Like, you might be in there with Tim and Seth.
Oh, man. I don't know who those people are.
Those two were...
They sound like cool people.
They were controversial. I think you would like... I know you'd like Seth. I don't know if you would like Tim.
I don't know Tim. He sounds like a bitch.
Oh, no.
No, that's perfect. Wright called him out, too. It's great. I just like to have all my guests call Tim out.
Fuck Tim, man.
Oh, God.
He's in Texas in a Renaissance fair. Actually, by the time this episode comes out, he'll be home.
He's been at that Renaissance fair for a while.
Yeah, he's been doing some fuck shit out in the desert, but
living his best life.
He's living a life.
Living a life.
There you go.
So, like, we meet our main villain of this picture, Prince Humperdinck.
What?
Bitch, what?
His name is Prince Humperdinck.
Humperdinck.
I'd be a villain too if they gave me that name. I'd be pissed off.
So, Prince Humperdinck's dad is on his, like, King Humperdinck, as it were. He's the sweet old man. He's such a sweet old man. And he's like,
how the fuck did he fuck up his kid?
Well, I mean, it's those times, like...
Yeah, you're right.
You give a chance, like, for power in those times, like... The kids would, like, fucking kill each other for that
shit. Yeah, didn't you watch Lion King?
Or Game of Thrones?
Oh, no. Game of Thrones?
Or Conan the Barbarian?
No.
Or any medieval movie where there's a king?
I watched Monty Python.
There's a king in there, and people are trying to kill him.
Yeah, fair
enough.
So he's like on his deathbed, and they're like, "Listen, man, you gotta get a wife." He's like,
"Yeah, that makes sense."
He's like, "You can't be a king without a wife." And he's Bold like,
advice.
"He's like, you know what I like? I like that Buttercup girl that
works
at that
bar." Oh no, Buttercup!
Buttercup, her love is gone. So.
What's his last name again?
Humperdinck.
So she would be Buttercup Humperdinck.
Ugh.
That's a good call. I didn't even think about that.
What the fuck?
So, like, she's not really into it, but...
Yeah, she got her slave.
I think he got paid. Maybe he was a slave. I don't know. They never touched him.
I mean, okay, he's not... actual slave, but he's basically her servant.
He's getting paid minimum wage.
If this was like the modern day of it, it would be a girl whose family was rich and she fell in love with the pool boy or the guy who cuts their grass,
and he's perfectly fine with it. That naive fool.
Well, I mean, he loves her. It's true love.
Bryce doesn't take no shit. He's like, no.
So anyway, she's like, I'm not really down to for this, but she's like, I don't have a choice. Like, he's the prince.
And my man's dead.
So, this isn't going to be fun, but I guess I'll just swallow down a lifetime of pain.
And semen.
Oh, God damn.
It's implied.
I mean, yeah.
Heavily implied. Actually, you later find out maybe not so much heavily.
Does he not have a penis?
No, he...
Because that would be fucked up.
You go straight
what
to
what movie is this?
I mean, To be fair, it never says he has a penis. But...
Well, he doesn't have a penis in my eyes. That's why
no man
so
named
mad.
Humperdinck has a penis.
Well, obviously the King Humperdinck did, because he made...
Is that really his son?
I mean, we're digging deeper into this movie.
There's
this
a lot
movie
of lore
goes.
That is
Get the tinfoil hats. I think he was adopted.
I mean, after you see the King, and you're like, well, he's so nice. So, like... Buttercup and the King kind of become friends, and Buttercup starts, like, riding horses to get away from the pain of Wesley being gone.
As one does.
Well, one day Buttercup is kidnapped by Anoia Montiga, a swordsman, Andre the Giant, and a wordsman who has a very popular catchphrase.
Is it the one where you've...
Inconceivable.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
I was thinking of the one where he's like, you fell for the oldest...
We're getting there. We're going to get there.
That guy.
What a ragtag group.
Yeah, it's a ragtag group. And they're not really down with kidnapping, but the main inconceivable guy is. And he's like, listen, I don't pay you to think. I pay you to be the swordsman and you to be the giant.
I wonder how he got that title.
That was basically what Andre the Giant was paid for back
in the day.
He was
just Andre the Giant. This is right after Hulk Hogan body slammed him, so, I mean, he's got to deal with a lot of stuff. Yeah, the most famous, like, wrestler. Anyway.
Yeah, that's a whole other
podcast.
He had a mustache. A handlebar mustache.
I know who Hogan did. Oh, okay. I didn't know he, like, body slammed the Giant.
Yeah, well, this is a big deal. WrestleMania 3 is, like, the biggest deal ever. He can't straighten his arm out because he fucked it up. That's a whole other story, too.
Wait, I thought Andre the Giant was dead.
He is dead.
Oh, okay, so was, Hogan can't.
Hogan can't.
Wait, Hogan
can't? Yeah, Hogan picked him up, and he didn't have it right. And he,
that's a big dummy.
Yeah,
that's what happens when you try to pick up Andre the Giant.
You have no idea.
I don't.
So, they rip off a piece of Buttercup's dress, and they're like, we'll ride this piece of the dress to a rival kingdom's place, and it'll look like they kidnapped Buttercup.
Does this woman only wear one dress?
I mean, it's like a certain, like, kind of, like, okay. It's like a princess
cut. It's like the royal
cut. Yeah, it's like the royal dress and royal color of that
I'm
kingdom.
I'm, like, thinking, like, that she might just have changed clothing. Like, these people are dumb.
Nah. This is the royal uniform.
Yeah, this is ye olden days, for the record.
Oh, yeah, back at that time, they had one
dress.
Well, literally, like, every kingdom, like, did their dresses, like, a certain way. And they'd be like, well, this stitching is... done the only way that this kingdom does it. I assume, yeah. I mean, it was a very classy time, I guess.
Very classy.
Oh, yeah. Now
very classy.
Got Old Navy and shit.
Yeah, no, you can't go to Old Navy. So, they kidnap her, and she's like, you guys are real dickholes for kidnapping me.
Is that an actual one?
So, this woman's... She's a woman, right?
Yeah.
She's, like, adult.
Yeah, she's an adult woman.
So it wouldn't be kidnapping, would it be?
It'd be adult napping.
It'd be
kidnapping.
Abducting.
Abducting. They abducted her.
She's not a child.
So she gets the great idea of jumping out of the boat.
I mean,
and she's like, I'm gonna swim to shore, and he's like, you moron, the inconceivable guy. He's like, there's evil eels in this water.
Evil eels.
Like giant electric
is
eels.
Is Ursula down there?
Yes. I mean,
like, do they have the mental fortitude to be evil?
I mean, they pop up and they're like, ah, blah, 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 blah.
Well, it's horrifying.
So, he's about to, it looks like one's about to grab Buttercup and it cuts back to the grandpa and the kid. And he's like, you know, she doesn't get eaten. And he's like, yeah, I know. And he's like, you look a little worried. Is this bothering you? Because I can stop reading. And he's like, no, I'm in. Like, now. Like,
bro,
now I have to know him.
Fucking spoiling the book.
Oh, right? Like, quit cock blocking the story,
like,
Grandpa.
If she dies, that's a part of the story, man. Don't be...
Circle
like,
life, fuck.
Spoiler warning.
But this is an 11-year-old kid. You know, it's the 80s.
Gotta learn something.
Different time.
Everyone dies.
Everybody poops. Everybody dies.
So, and we're gonna learn... We learn about death in a little while.
Yeah.
Oh. So, it cuts... to another part of the story where they picked her up out of the water away from the eels. Oh. So we know, like, she didn't get eaten by the eels.
Grandpa already told us.
Okay. But it's kind of sweet. Like, I never really got to know either one of my grandpas very well, but I would have liked to have, like, had him, like, tell me a story.
My grandpa would have been straight up honest. He's like, that she might have died because she did.
So, they're like, Andre the Giant keeps going, like, hey, there's a boat behind us. And, like, the Inconceivable Guy's like, listen, I don't pay you to look for boats. Like,
this guy sounds like a right jackass.
Like, he is a jackass. So they get to these.
Okay, oh, that's a dryer.
Yeah, it's good.
Dryer. And I think Larry's behind me.
Hey, he's doing, oh, yeah, doing cat stuff. It's, yeah, fine. I have a cat named Nala. Aww. So, and a beagle puppy, if you guys, aww, want a beagle.
No. No, you've told me enough about Poppy. No, thank you.
So, he gets to, like, the Cliffs of Indication is what the guy... Everything has a name.
Clearly.
So there's a giant rope up it, like, to get up these cliffs. And they all strap on to Andre the Giant. And Andre the Giant carries them. And Andre the Giant looks down and he's like, you won't believe this. Like, the guy that was following us is now on the rope. And he's coming up the same way we are. And he's like, we'll throw some stuff at him. And, like, it's not working because it's, spoiler, what the dreaded pirate Roberts. Like, rocks and stuff because they're on the cliff.
Bro, he's carrying, what, four people on a rope that someone else is also on?
Yeah, and they're yelling.
He's throwing rocks.
He has the capability of holding it with one hand, throw rocks, and this rope doesn't just snap from the weight.
It's a really thick rope.
And it's Andre the Giant.
And he's a giant. That's why this rope should have gave way long ago.
It's giant size.
So, yeah, it's like this
guy
thick.
At Costco. Oh,
it's like thick rope. Okay. You didn't get it at Costco.
Yeah, you got that rope at Costco.
I didn't have a Costco.
The old Costco.
So, they all get up to the top, and old dude's like, inconceivable guy cuts the rope.
Oh, okay. So the old fucking dude can cut the rope.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't give way. This is some weird.
I mean,
rope.
He cut it with a knife. He kind of sawed it for a while.
Oh, okay, for a while. So,
yeah, I mean, it wasn't like and it snapped. No, he like sawed it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm doing all this like visual stuff that nobody can see.
Oh, we can make expressions.
We
like...
can see, and that's what matters.
Yeah. I'm explaining this to y'all. They're just here for the adventure.
They're just listening.
They're like the kids, and we're like the grandpa.
Full circle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't want to be the grandpa, man. He sounds like a bad storyteller.
He's a great storyteller.
He's
got this thick Brooklyn accent. It's so
sweet.
You got
to do the voices.
Yeah.
You got to do the...
Yeah. He's taken young Kevin on an adventure he'll never forget. So
that might not be a good thing.
Oh, no.
So, all right. Inconceivable guy's like, listen. You, Anoia Montiga, you hang out here in case this fucker climbs these cliffs and you kill him with your sword because you're a really good sword fighter. And me and Andre the Giant and Buttercup are taking off. Like, and he's like, I'll fight him left-handed.
Oh.
And he's like, I don't care what you do. Like,
fucking gloating over here, like, swinging his dick around.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, but he
doesn't
even
know who he's about to fight. Just like, I'm going to beat him.
He is a wonderful, like, swordsman, as we're going to find out. So, our dreaded pirate Roberts is climbing the cliff. And he's like, can you hurry? Like, Anoia Montiga looks down at him, and he's like, can you hurry up? Like, please? And he's like, well, I'm climbing cliffs, so if you would like to throw me a rope down, he's like, and then he's like, but how do I know when I grab this rope, you won't cut it? He's like, I give you my word. And he's like, so we'll try to kill each other like civilized men.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, of course. So as he's climbing the rope, he looks down at the pirate and he says, you wouldn't happen to have six fingers on your right hand? And he's like, no, I have five. And he's like, damn. He's like, why? And he's like, well, a six-fingered man killed my father. And he's like, that's why I became a swordsman, so I could avenge my father's death. So,
obviously, that's the logical thing to do.
Yeah, that's what you did back in this time. And he's like, nah. So he gets up and he's like, all right, you catch your wind, let's sword fight. So he, like, they sword fight, and they, it's this pretty spectacular sword fight, and they're talking to each other. It's banter filled. And Anya Montoya's like, I'm hiding something from you. And Dredd Roberts is like, I'm hiding something from you as well. And he's like, well, I'm not left-handed. And he throws the blade in his right hand, and he starts fighting him. And he's like, the pirate Dredd Roberts is like, neither am I. And he throws, and so they have a sword fight, and he ends up,
dick energy.
He ends up like knocking out Anya Montoya, because he can't kill him. He doesn't want to kill him, because he's such a good swordsman.
Yeah, man.
He respects him, and he's like, you'll wake up with a big lump on your head, but you'll be fine. So
except your pride.
Inconceivable, man. It now sees the pirate Dredd Roberts running after him.
Jeez,
and he's like,
not make that much distance?
Oh, no. He's very fast.
Oh, he's just booking it.
Yeah, he's booking it. So,
what is he after?
Andre the Giant, he tells Andre, he's like, kill him. And he's like, I don't know, he beat Anoyo. And he's like, listen, just hit him in the head with a rock. And he's like,
well, back in Stone Age times. Yeah.
So, Wesley, or the Dread Pirate, I nearly messed something up. I nearly gave a spoiler if you were listening. So the Dreaded Pirate Roberts.
I already know.
The Dread Pirate Roberts runs by, and Andre the Giant pops out, and he's like, look, my boss told me to kill you, but there's no sport in that. So why don't you put your sword down, and I'll put this rock down, and we'll try to kill each other with our bare hands. Okay. And he's like, that seems reasonable.
Obviously.
I mean, it's Andre the Giant versus who I'm assuming just a normal
Yeah, a normal guy. Looking dude.
But he's Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yeah, who's killed people, remember. So and
probably
he,
with his bare hands.
Probably with his bare hands. Okay. So he grabs Andre the Giant, he gets on his back, and he puts him in a sleeper hold, and he knocks him out. And he's like, you will wake up with a really bad headache, but you'll be fine.
I feel like this guy hasn't killed anybody.
No, he hasn't. It's almost like he doesn't kill people. But he's the Dreaded Pirate Roberts. So.
I feel like someone gave him that name. The government gave him that name.
There's no government in this town. Yeah, King Humperdinck.
Yeah, that's who gave him his name. Make him look like a bad person.
So he... unbelievable. So he catches up to the inconceivable guy.
I like how inconceivable guy doesn't have a name.
I don't remember. It's something Italian. I remember that.
Isn't he like balding too?
He's balding.
That's all. That's
Lindsay,
why he doesn't have a name.
Lindsay knew somebody whose kid looked just like
yeah.
him.
Oh yeah.
No names, because no. They might listen. That kid looks just like.
Which I would take guy. That as a compliment, because I love this movie.
But I don't think they would.
But he's like, well, you've beaten my swordsman, and you've beaten my giant. What game, how could I possibly match up to you in any way, other than wit? And he's like, all right, I got a game of wit for you. He's like, I have this poison all around my necklace, like it's a little chalice.
Dude, just fight. Wait, is the inconceivable?
Pirate has
yeah.
He just carries around poison.
Yeah, because he's a pirate. Badass.
You know what, fair enough, he's a pirate.
So, he pours it in one of the cups, and he's like, I'll make you a deal. I'll let you pick which cup I drink from. And you pick, like, you get first pick on the drink. He's like, this poison is odorless. You can't smell it. You can't tell it's in your wine glass. And he's like, inconceivable guy's like, okay.
Less believable than him carrying around poison. He's just carrying around two wine glasses and
Well,
some
no,
wine?
They, the Italian guy had, like, food.
Oh.
So, yeah. So they, he had stopped at this point to eat. And he's like, this is the game of which we play.
Where's
like,
Buttercup at this point?
Buttercup is just watching this happen. Being like, what the hell is happening?
Run,
so
bitch.
Yeah, she should have. But I think she's enthralled by this game.
Movie logic.
Yeah, movie logic. So, she's,
Larry's being real cute.
Larry's liking this. I might put Larry to sleep. I am the grandpa in this
Please
situation.
Don't put my cat to sleep.
Not like forever, like just long enough to get a nap and dream about how good this movie is.
she's knocking out.
So, he's like, they go through like this big logic war where he's like, you wouldn't have put the glass with the poison next to you because of fear that I would drink the glass that you put in front of me. But you would know, being you being a smart man, that yada yada yada. So he goes back and forth.
whole lot of logic.
Yeah, and finally, like, he's like, what's that over there? And the Dreaded Pirate Roberts looks at it, he switches the glasses, and he's like, I pick you to drink this one. And he's like, all right. So they both drink, and the inconceivable guy drops dead, and Buttercup's like, what the hell? And she's like, he's like, you want to know the trick? And she's like, yeah, what's the trick? And he's like, I poisoned both of them. I worked up an immunity to this poison.
That makes sense.
Wait, so this dude's like legit dead?
Yeah, he kills him. It's the first death of this movie.
Oh my God.
Not the last death. Well, maybe the last death. Yeah, there's some intrigue. I can build up suspense.
you draw me in.
So he's like, he's got Buttercup now. And he's like, are you, like, married? And she's like, no, I'm engaged to the prince, and Prince Humperdinck is coming. And it cuts to Humperdinck, and he sees where the Spaniard had been knocked out. And he's like, someone has kidnapped her. So he goes off trying to find the Dreaded Pirate Roberts. And we cut back to them, and they're talking. And he's like, were you ever in love? And she's like, once, maybe. And he's like, what happened? And she's like, he died. And the Dreaded Pirate Roberts is like, well, how long did it take you to move on from him? Like,
and then
maybe
Princess
a
Buttercup
week.
Says, you're asking a lot of real personal questions,
maybe a
dude.
Week. And she's like, you know what? I don't have to put up with your shit. You can just drop dead. And she pushes him down a hill. And as he's rolling, this is really funny. I love this. He goes, as you wish. And she realizes, like, oh, shit, I just pushed Wesley down a hill. So
I
logically.
That Wesley.
Yeah. I accidentally almost caught him Wesley one time. So she, like, just overcome with emotion that Wesley is alive, throws herself down the same hill, and they're both rolling down the hill.
She could have just walked down.
Not nearly dramatic enough.
Yeah. So
also, didn't any point in her mind think,
this dude,
why is
looks...
he a pirate?
Well, we're gonna get to that. So they're like, oh, I'm so happy. And she's like, I gotta run away. I can't marry Humperdinck. You're still alive. And he's like, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna cut through the fire forest. That's important. And,
is it constantly
Yeah, well, it shoots fire. That's important when you
That's
meet...
That's a volcano?
Yeah, well, it shoots fire out of the trees, and there's quicksand.
What?
And there's rodents of an unusual size.
So it's going to be marriage or death.
Well, he can get her through because he's the Dreaded Pirate Roberts. Like, he knows how to survive in these situations.
I mean, he's already... How is one
he
man?
The Dread Pirate Roberts? Dread Pirate Roberts is the one that killed him. Air quotes, killed
him. We're gonna explain that. Because what would you do if I told...
I don't know what that was.
It might have been one of the snakes.
He's like,
I can't hear.
I don't got ears.
Oh, that's true. They can't hear.
Oh,
I can feel the vibration of this conversation.
Yeah, they can sense
the vibration of this conversation.
Nice. Anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so we learn about how the Dread Pirate works. And what happens is, the first Dread Pirate Roberts, he went on the seas, he picked up a crew, he made up a bunch, he plundered a bunch of money, and he was like, you know what, I don't want to be the Dread Pirate Roberts anymore. But people are scared of me. So he took over a person's boat, he trained him how to be the Dreaded Pirate Roberts, and he retired. So
it's a title.
It's
not a
title. Everybody thought it was a person. So every time they pick somebody to be the Dreaded Pirate Roberts. So Wesley's going to do the same thing so he can be with Buttercup.
Oh, that's cool.
So they're going through the swamp. Wesley steps in some quicksand. I think Buttercup does. Wesley rescues her.
Yeah, Wesley can't be stepping in quicksand.
Yeah, he gotta know how to get out of here.
He's too good.
And so fire starts kind of shooting out every now and then. He's like, it's not a bad place to live. Maybe we should build a house here. Just joking. And she's like, yeah, but then there's the...
death everywhere.
You, I'm trying to think how she says it. I think it's unidentified rodents of an unusual size or something like that. But she says like an acronym for it. And he's like, yes, there's those. And then one jumps out at him and bites him. And like he's attacking it. And like another one attacks Buttercup. And they're going to get eaten by these giant rats.
Oh my God.
And it's a really good practical effect for 87. Like, it's an actual puppet. It looks like a Henson puppet. So Wesley kills one of the rats with a sword that was biting him, and he kicks the one that's on Buttercup up, and a fire from one of the trees hits him and burns him alive.
Oh my god.
And so they
convenient.
Yeah. So they get out of the woods, and who's on the other side?
Humperdinck.
Humperdinck. And his main guard, a man who has six fingers on one hand.
Oh, is that relevant?
Yeah, that's what I need to
know. Oh, I'm joking.
So, Humperdinck is like, all right, here's what we're going to do. You come back with me. Let Wesley go deal with what he's got to deal with. We're going to let him go since he rescued you from the kidnapping. Oh, yeah, and it's also been revealed Humperdinck paid to have Buttercup kidnapped.
For what?
Because what do greedy men want to do? They want more land when they have power. So he wanted it to look like the other kingdom kidnapped her.
So he could start
a war so he could take over their kingdom as well.
Oh, bitch.
The ding dong.
So he's like, all right, you come with me, Buttercup. And,
sounds like a horse.
And the guy, Wesley looks at the man with six fingers on his right hand and he says, lies don't become us. Like, I know I say that a lot, but that's where it came from. Lies don't become us. I know that you're not going to let me go. And they knock him out, and they take him to a...
Fucking Andre the Giant couldn't knock him out. How'd they do it?
They hit him in the back of the head. Like, there was a lot of them.
They got the sneak shot.
Yeah, they sneak attacked him.
I do remember a scene, what you're about to say.
Yeah.
With the guy with the throat problem.
Yeah.
Problem.
Yeah.
I don't know about this.
So, we meet, we go to this torture chamber that this six-finger man has. And he has an Igor kind of guy. Who's like, he's an albino. He has like a giant mole in his nose.
Yep.
And he's like, he's really gross.
Isn't he like white?
Yeah. Like he's albino.
Oh yeah, you did say that.
They have him like strapped and he's like, he's got these suction cups on his chest.
Oh, what kind of torture chamber is this?
This is a BDSM room. I told you they were about it.
He called it.
You did. So the guy's like, listen, this is like a hydro pump, but instead of sucking water, sucks the years off your life. I know it's unbelievable, but we're in a place where there's giant rats.
Inconceivable.
Yeah, it's inconceivable. And he's like, listen.
And fire trees.
He's like, what I need you to do is tell me how bad this hurts. And he cuts the machine on and he takes a year off his life. And Wesley screams and he's like, ah.
I mean, that's how I would scream if they took a year off.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's horrible. That's like working in retail.
Good joke. I like that. So it cuts back, and Buttercup is like, look, Wesley's alive. I can't marry you. And Humperdinck's like, I'll make you a deal. I'll send my fastest four ships out to find the dreaded Pirate Roberts and give him a letter that says if he's back within a certain amount of time or responds back, you can marry him. But if he doesn't, marry me.
Does he knows who he has.
Yeah, and Buttercup is like, oh, also, way before then, one of my favorite scenes of the movie. Like, before all this happens, there's a scene where she thinks that, you know, Wesley's dead. So he has a dream that the king dies. She has a dream that the king dies. And she marries the prince, and she becomes the princess. And they introduce her, and everybody's kind of like bowing or whatever. And all of a sudden, you see this, like, rude, like, this woman who, kind of what you would see a cartoon version of a witch. She has, like, a big nose and, like, a wart. And all of a sudden, you just hear, boom!
I didn't vote for her.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. She's like, boom, you had love and you married Humperdinck instead.
Oh.
And she's like, no, but he was dead. And then she wakes up. So, that was an important part that I just had to get in. It's like one of my favorite scenes of the movie.
Oh, wow.
So, going back...
how does she not know that he's lying?
What do you mean?
Like,
I think she's just so in love. She just wants to believe.
I think she kind of wants to believe in the goodness
of people still. Yeah, she's a very sympathetic character. Like, even the people who kidnap her, like Andre the Giant and her, like... kind of have banter back and forth.
She's a very sympathetic character. She fell in love with someone because they did everything she said.
She starts out terrible and then becomes, like, not
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes, you know, like...
Something smells kind of fishy right here.
Okay, it's a fairy tale, okay?
Oh, yeah, it's a fairy tale. This is shit is not real. Wouldn't happen in real life, that's for sure.
So, anyway, some stuff happens. After Humperdinck tells, like, the main henchman with the six fingers about what happened, he's like, well, I gotta kill Wesley now. So he's like, he cuts up the machine to 50 years, and he kills Wesley. Wesley's dead.
What the fuck?
We cut back to the little boy and the grandpa, and he's like, what do you mean Wesley's dead? Wesley can't be dead. Wesley has the Mary Buttercup.
He doesn't have to do anything. Like, first of all, quit appropriating your culture on this man.
What? But he's like, but Wesley loves Buttercup, and Buttercup loves Wesley. What do you mean it might not work out? Because it's an 11-year-old. That's his brain.
That's life, man.
Oh, my brain, God. Is this the end of the movie?
No, it's
not. Yeah, everyone's dead. She becomes a princess, or queen, rather, and she lives unhappily ever after.
This is bullshit.
So,
I want my money back.
It cuts to Inigo Montoya, who's depressed because he's been beat and that he can't avenge his dad, so he just starts drinking and living out in the forest.
Why can't he live? He avenges dad. He's the one guy.
But he can't find the guy. And
his criteria was, well, I'm going to become the greatest swordsman,
yeah,
in his opinion, to find this man that killed my father. But if I get beat once, I'm done.
Well, no. He was a drunk before. And then the inconceivable guy found him and was like, I can take you to the six-fingered man.
Oh, and so he lied.
So, yeah, once he got beat, he was like, and the guy died, he's like, I'm never gonna find him. I'm never gonna be able to avenge my dad.
That's important information.
Yeah. So he's drinking. Andre the Giant wakes him up, and they're like, we really need to find that Wesley dude, because he could have killed us, and he didn't. He seems like good people. Maybe he can help you find the six-fingered man.
Aww.
So as they're in the woods, they hear Wesley scream from where they shut the machine on.
Jesus Christ.
That's a hell of a scream.
I know, right?
Yeah, so Andre the Giant, they go and they find Wesley, and Wesley is dead. And it's just this big, sad moment. And Wesley's like, Andre the Giant's like, I know somebody. Are you familiar with the actor Billy Crystal?
What?
Billy Crystal.
No, this is actually what he says in the movie.
No. Oh. Bill Crystal is a character in this movie.
Who's Billy Crystal?
He's an actor. He's been in lots of things.
Wait, I'm confused. Does Andre the Giant find Billy Crystal?
Well, not the actor, but Billy Crystal playing a very... Because Billy Crystal is a Jewish actor. So he's doing the kind of typical, like...
Stereotypical
Jewish actor. And his
wife... Is he rich?
Huh?
Is he rich?
No.
I'm just stereotypical Jew, so I'm,
but no,
he has money.
No, it's but you're he just, you know, the accent. He's
yeah,
like,
no, I know.
So,
Bobby.
So they So they bring
much.
They for this podcast it should be fine. So they bring him to Bill Crystal's character, and he's like, absolutely not. This guy's dead. And
the end.
Jew powers won't work on this man. You can dreidel all day. He's not coming back.
So his wife, but Inigo Montoya is like, but you gotta understand, like, he's in love. Like, that's gotta be able to save him. It's a fairy tale once again.
A fairy tale logic.
So
he's in love. He can
he's
do anything.
Like, his wife comes in with her kind of stereotypical Jewish accent, and he's like, "Love, we was in love once." And
we was in love once.
He's like, she's like, "You better fix him." And he's like,
fix the death.
And but Humperdinck has been kind of cruel, because Humperdinck's dad is now sick. Like, Humperdinck is kind of running raids into the forest and stuff.
Is Humperdinck killing his dad?
I mean, no, his dad's just super, super old.
He has some standards.
Yeah, so, like, he takes this big, like, puffer thing, and he...
Billows.
Yeah, billows, yeah. And he puts it in Wesley's mouth, and he pumps it, and Wesley... kind of pops up, and he goes
him?
A little bit, not like it's just kind of, he just kind
is
of,
is this a magical,
I mean, not
bellow,
he's kind of like, I don't know what you would call, like, a Jewish, like, warlock, I guess. He's a medicine
a
man
Jew-lock?
Shit.
Right.
I'm gonna put that in the description.
He's a Jew Locke, man. All he does is throw money at him and bring him back from the dead.
You are getting
very stereotypical.
Yeah, this is a.
You're
this ain't good.
You're into like Tim Walt. Like it's, I like.
It's gonna take a whole Hanukkah to bring him back.
No, but he like. He
just
like
lost so many subscribers on our podcast.
Seven whole days.
He just as he does, he's just.
What?
Like, he makes a weird noise. And,
they inching closer to hear what he says.
Yeah. Oh. And Anoya Montoya is like...
That's a movie stereotype.
What? Is he dead? And he's like, luckily for you, he's only mostly dead. All the way dead, we can't bring him back. Mostly dead, we can bring him back. So he...
This dude's gonna live for, like, two more years.
He cooks up, like, a chocolate thing, right? And he puts it in his mouth and he makes him eat it. And he's like...
Chocolate is life.
Yeah, he's like, he should wake up in the next, like, few hours. So, at this time, now the 4 days have passed. Buttercup has to marry Humperdinck.
Clearly.
So the ceremony is going on, but old Humperdinck is kind of scared because he's like, what if Wesley, like... comes, so
Well, I mean, he'll be a 50-year-old man at that point.
Well, no, they got
it takes away his life. Yeah, it's not aging him.
Yeah, it didn't age him. It just took away the years that he had.
So it's not a legit age.
Yeah, it didn't old him up. So they go to see what's going on at the palace. Wesley, Andre the Giant, and Anoya Montoya. And
I feel like you say his name.
I do. I mess up his name every time.
Amelia Bedelia.
At Magnolia Medea.
I think... So, he, like... Wesley is now awake, but he's been dead for a little bit. So, he can't move his limbs. So, we have some physical comedy where, like, Andre the Giant has to move his head. Where he can see what's going on.
Okay. So, he did lose 50 years of his life.
He died. Almost.
Mostly dead.
Mostly dead. Not all the way dead.
So is he
but
not...
I think he has his years back.
Yeah, he got it back. Yeah, he's fine.
The Jew.
Okay, it sucked the years out, and the little Matt Labello's bill
kind of put it in, and then he put the chocolate in, and that did something.
That's a weird fucking
magic.
Jew magic.
Stop that.
It's what it is.
Okay, you know how the Jewish people have the chocolate coins?
That's what it was. Yeah. It was kind of like a rock of chocolate.
He wouldn't give him actual money. They would.
That got you?
I was shocked. I like this. This is going to be a good episode.
Oh, Oh, no. This is not good.
You know what
the
most confusing thing about this entire movie is?
What?
The fact that Antoya Magia couldn't find the six-finger guy.
Yeah.
Go to, like, every brothel and just be like, whose fist did you really good lately?
What the fuck?
I guess he didn't think about that.
You got some thickness going in there.
An extra finger.
I'm out. I'm done.
It's not two in the pink, one in the stink. It's two in the pink and two in the stink at this point. He Vulcan...
Three Vulcan in the pink, three in the stink. It's six of them.
He can Vulcan peace sign these motherfuckers. That's the first place I would have went to.
This is a good one. Like, yeah, this is a good episode. So...
I want my name stricken from the record.
I want my name plastered on the record.
So, Buttercup is having the Mary Humperdinck. And we get a... Dadgummit. I just remembered, I'm going to have to tell you that the priest has a really, really bad speech impediment. And that's kind of the joke.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's marriage.
He's like...
Marriage
is what keeps us... together.
If it makes you feel any better, I had problems saying R's and W's when I was a kid.
Yeah,
like I still have a lisp, but I would say wet and wug. So I endorse this statement.
Okay, yeah.
You finally got one. You got in trouble for the stuttering thing.
Yeah, I didn't write it.
I feel no offense by it. I had, like, years of speech therapy.
You just did all the other offensive stuff to the Jewish people.
But not the speech.
I couldn't be Jewish, so...
Okay, look, by very brief association...
My grandmother... Okay,
oh, no.
Might be Jewish.
My grandmother had curly hair. Like, really... That's not where it ends. That's not where it ends. My grandmother had really curly hair, a big old nose.
Right.
We all got big noses. We're good with money, and our last name was Stalinsky. Like, you can't get more Jewish than that.
You could have just led with the Stalinsky
part. Yeah, but you gotta build up to it. People, you gotta make them think, man, he's just racist. Oh, the last, I got it.
No, you're racist.
I'm not racist. I hate everyone equally.
I quit.
So they get this idea, like, they're like, we need to get into the palace to stop this marriage from happening.
This is Shrek.
This movie came out Shrek. Way before Shrek. I hate to be that guy.
Everything is Shrek from a certain perspective.
Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
Exactly.
So, they dress up Andre the Giant in the giant robe, and they set the robe on fire so he looks like a ghost, but it's like a thick robe, so he's fine.
He's Andre the Giant.
So the main guy is like, okay, here's the key. I don't want to get killed by this flaming giant monster. So
as one does.
So they get into the castle now, but the marriage is over. Oh. All right, the marriage has happened. He's married to Butter.
What does that matter?
Well, we're gonna get to it. It's a fairy tale, so it has to.
You can just leave. You don't. It's not like it's today, and he has to pay like alimony or something.
Well, back in the day, there was no children.
That was end all, bend all.
Well. There was a loophole back in the story.
Oh.
As long as you didn't consummate the marriage.
Oh, so they had to fuck first.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is the story the grandpa is telling his grandchild? Well,
they don't mention that, but you know, that's a big part of it. So
the kid has no idea.
So as Buttercup is...
Don't talk about kissing, but Buttercup's about to get fucked.
So Buttercup... No. Let me tell you, Buttercup has a plan, because her Wesley... Either A, didn't listen to her, or B, more than likely, is dead. So she finds the king, and she says, "You've been so kind to me." And the king's like, "Huh?" And she gives him a kiss, and she's like, "I just want you to know I'm going to kill myself." And I just...
Some Romeo and Juliet shit.
So,
they haven't known that that's how you do it.
So, but she's like, "You've been kind to me," and she gives him a kiss. And the old man looks at his wife, and she's like, "She kissed me." It's a real cute moment.
I thought he was going to turn into a frog. Like,
that would be Shrek 2.
No, we were just talking about fucking. I thought something else was going to happen.
No.
Oh, yeah, she was going to get that old dick. Some wrinkly old balls up in that everything.
I quit again.
That dude got a fucking gray silk robe.
Okay, we're good. We're good. Don't ruin this movie for me.
Too late.
I'm sorry.
Montoya sees the six-fingered man, and he's like, "It's on." So he goes and chases after him. Andre the Giant puts Wesley can move a little bit now, but he can't move very much. So he breaks into Buttercup's honeymoon suite, and he puts Wesley in there, and he's like, "I'm gonna get the horses so we can get out of here." I messed up his name again.
Please tell me one of the horses was named Buttercup.
No.
Aww.
It would have been sweet, though.
That would have been hilarious.
So, he goes and gets him. He meets the six-finger man. The six-finger man is about to beat him. He stabs him in the chest. He stabs Montoya in the chest. Montoya looks at him, and he says his big catchphrase that he told Wesley that he would tell the man who killed his dad. "My name is Anoia Mantega. You killed my father. Prepare to die." And he starts walking towards him. And the guy's like stabbing him some more. And he just keeps repeating it. And finally, Montoya kills the man who killed his father.
Does Montoya die?
No, he gets caught by Andre the Giant, and they escape.
How? And he gives him the magic juice.
No, but
wait, Magoya was being stabbed.
He got
correct?
Stabbed a couple times, but you can live from being stabbed.
Yeah, I mean...
A sure. couple times, yeah,
I mean, yeah,
maybe.
But he hit him like in the shoulder once.
He didn't go pretty hard.
Yeah, he didn't kill him. He was trying to make it. The six finger man likes to torment people. He was trying to torment him.
Oh, so
and the reason the six finger man killed his dad was a sword maker. He made him a sword that was the nicest sword anyone had ever made, and instead of paying him, he killed it.
What?
And he gave Montoya a scar.
So not only did he kill this man for making him what he wanted,
yeah, he
scarred, but he scarred his kid. He fucking Harry Potter'd his
he
ass.
He did. He Voldemort'd him.
Bro, this movie Shrek meets Harry Potter meets fucking
Jews.
So Humperdinck comes in the honeymoon suite, and she's like, Buttercup is like, I know that you were in on all this.
We
and
got a Humperdinck right now.
And Wesley's alive, and you're going to undo this marriage. And Wesley looks up at him, and he kind of fakes him out a little bit. And he stands up, and he's like, I will fight you. And the guy's like, no, we don't want to do that. Because Humperdinck knows, like, everything Wesley's been through.
He's Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yeah, he's still alive. Like, I can't... I'm really bad with time. I always have to check it. So he's like, I can't beat this guy, and clearly I'm beat. So he's like, deal, marriage is off, whatever. So he leaves, and Wesley collapses because he can barely stand because his limbs haven't come back. And Andre the Giant shouts out from the window, like, hey, I got a horse. So they all jump out.
I got the horses.
Which is really kind of sad because Andre catches her, but I watched the Andre the Giant documentary, and this was like a year and a half before Andre the Giant died. So, like, he giantism, like, messes with your organs and stuff. So when he caught Buttercup in the actual production, people had to, like, hold his hands up so he could catch it. Like, he was dying.
Oh.
So it's really sad. Hate to bring it down on a bummer note, but... And then Montoya is like, listen, you know, my entire life's been about revenge, and now that I've gotten it, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, and
go make swords.
He's like, well, I mean, now you can live a life not having to do revenge. And he's like, maybe. And so they all go off, and so we see the wedding between Buttercup and Wesley. And it cuts back to the grandpa, and he's like, you know, I'll stop reading. And he's like, Kevin's like, why? And he's like, well, there's a kiss. And he's like, well, maybe I could. He's like, maybe I could, you know, I want to hear the end of the story.
Yeah, and the grandpa about a fuck earlier, but, you know. We'll
and the grandpa's like, well, since the invention of the kiss, there's only been 5 kisses that have ranked passion, the most passionate, most loving, most caring. And he's like, and this one blew them all out of the water.
The invention of the kiss.
And it ends, and he closes the book, and Kevin's like, I'm going to go to sleep. But, you know, if you want to come tomorrow and read it to me again, you can. And that's how the movie ends.
Aww,
so how long is the movie?
It is like 86 minutes. It's a crisp 86 minutes.
Okay, so this old man straight up talked this kid's ear off for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a story, you know.
What else you gotta do?
My mom used to read me stories, maybe not this long, but I read Abigail stories. Like, so
I don't read stories. Ain't got time for reading this shit. Words.
So we play a game. Well, before we get into our game, give you a little bit of information about this movie. Came out September 25th, 1987. It opened up 16th the week it came out. Do you want to know some movies that beat it out?
Oh, God.
Titanic?
No,
that's
would be,
like
90s. That's like 90s. I can tell you a funny story about Titanic after we get out of this.
I've not watched a lot of movies, so my frame of reference of their release dates is not good.
It got beat out by Fatal Attraction.
I don't know.
The movie where you see, what's the actress's name? You see a vagina. It's like on the first.
Oh, you
movie.
Mean?
Oh, the one where she's like basic, doing this shit.
You mean Basic Instinct?
No, I got Fatal Attraction and Basic Instinct mixed up.
I know Basic Instinct. I haven't watched it, but it had a vagina in
vagina
it,
scene.
So I know.
Yeah, Fatal Attraction was I don't remember what it was. I thought it was Basic Instinct. It got beat out by Hellraiser.
Okay, that's fair.
And Dirty Dancing.
I think you missed Shrek.
Shrek didn't come out in the 80s.
It beat it, though.
It's like 2001, 2002.
But it had a budget of $16 million.
That's not that much for the time.
Well, it's the 80s.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah, that's,
wait, really?
Inflation.
Yeah. Inflation's a bitch.
How much money did they put into this just for some sword fights?
You got puppets. You got, like...
Antoya Magia.
Yeah, you got really good sword fight. That's coordination.
A giant.
You got Andre.
You got Andre the Giant.
Andre 3000 the Giant.
But it made money. It made money. And it's made way more money since it came out.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Everybody has seen this movie. Like, you gotta watch this movie. I hope I explained.
That's a statement that's not very true.
I know two people have it. You are the only two people that have not
only
seen
two
this
on the
movie.
Planet.
Only two people.
I'm not gonna lie.
You own the movie.
I tried to watch it once. I got to the part where they were running around in the forest, and I was like, okay, I'm bored.
Listen, did I explain it enough for you to watch it?
You explained it enough to where I won't have to watch it.
Yeah, but you should want to watch it.
I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Bryce, this breaks my heart.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to be like, I really want to watch it, and then never watch it.
You should watch it. It's so good.
But I have other things to do.
He's got a lot of Destiny to play.
Well, not just that. I got Pokemon. I got Destiny. I got porn. I got this one.
This one.
So we play a game in the show. I get you to guess the Rotten Tomato score of this and the audience score of this. Rotten Tomato has two scores.
Wait, so Rotten Tomato wasn't out at the time it came out.
It has a score now.
Yeah.
So it has a score now.
Yes, it has
a score. Not when it just came out.
No. I mean, what people wrote up reviews and they used that in the
damn Yelp back in the day.
So what do you think the Rotten Tomato score
is? I think the Rotten Tomato score is 90 or above.
You are right.
So I would say 95.
Okay, and the audience?
Probably a 98.
Yeah, about even.
Yeah, so you agree with this?
Yeah.
The Tomato score gave it a 97%.
Ooh, that was so close.
And the audience was a 95.
Oh.
Okay, I got one of those numbers
right.
Yeah,
you
had a number.
I said 97 on the other one. No, 98. That was very close.
You got basically flipped. Yeah.
So
I'm good. I can guess all the jelly beans in a jar.
You guys have made it. You've made it through the Princess Bride.
Groovy, I watched the show. Thank you.
No problem. Have to. This was a lot of fun. You should watch it, though.
That's what everyone says.
You own it.
I still haven't watched it.
But you own it.
We also have the internet.
Where we so can it's watch like you own anything. Every movie.
And I still haven't watched a plethora of movies.
Yeah, but this one.
I've got an interject. Should we plug our playlist?
Oh, yeah. We're about to get to that.
Yeah, we need that product placement. Yeah.
Well, I love a good crossover. Us. I love a good crossover. And this is what this is.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite movie in the world is?
That's my favorite movie in the world. Did we just become best friends?
That's like the best movie I've ever watched.
Yeah, I watched
The Dark Knight is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Because I pointed out.
Y'all are adorable.
I saw that movie 7 times in the theater.
I didn't get to see it in theaters. I've watched it like 10 times.
I was living in Chicago when it came out. So the whole movie shot in Chicago. So actually when I went to go see it in the theater, I walked past the the bridge where they have the fight scene where he's shooting the 18-wheeler. Mm-hmm. I walked by that.
I
have friends that are in the movie.
Oh, that's
kind of pretty dope. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the scene where Gordon gets shot by regular face Joker, not make up face. They're in the scene. Like, they ran away.
I love that movie. It's so cool.
It's so good. It's my favorite. Apart from this being top five for me. Well, Princess Bride is awesome.
Apart from being a Batman movie, it was just directed very well.
That Christopher Nolan knows how to point a camera.
Yeah. I was a little disappointed with The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were.
He got put in a kind of...
He did get
he put
in a position.
He got kind of put behind an eight ball with that one. And not of cocaine. An actual pool ball.
Although Bane was good.
Yeah. Huh?
I like Bane for a while. He was his mask was hilarious, but his portrayal was good.
Yeah, very good. It was I enjoyed it.
I didn't like Talia.
It was when superhero movies were first getting serious.
It got dark. So you guys have a podcast.
We have a podcast.
When did we do that?
We did one episode so far.
We did
a pilot. Ooh, I like
that. Episode 0.
Yeah, you did. I forgot it was called Episode 0. Yeah, I listened to it. I liked it.
Thank you.
I was very, I feel like I was behind the scenes with y'all's podcast. I was like, Lindsay, do it!
Yeah, Jason here was the one that pushed me to actually start the podcast.
So, we haven't said the name of it. What is the name of your podcast?
The name of the podcast is Breaking the Binary.
Breaking the Binary. You talk about all kinds of cool stuff.
Talk about sex, relationships.
Ones and zeros.
We're breaking that.
I love it.
I actually learned that in school the other day.
Oh. Yeah. You had to do some programming, huh?
I'm learning the programming numbers and whatnot, like hexadecimals.
No, I'm having flashbacks.
It's fun.
No. That shit. I did love that shit at one point in time.
It's so much fun. I'm enjoying
it. Forgotten it. Like, I had to do like JavaScript a lot. Have you gotten into that yet?
We haven't started touching programs. We're just learning the math behind
it. Do
everything.
You have to do any HTML in it or?
No. We are legit just learning.
Just
the thing.
Doing the binary
because
system.
It's in regards to electrician work.
Yeah.
Like automation and stuff like that. So it's not necessarily programming.
Okay. Yeah.
Like that.
I understand.
But it's
so, yeah. So when do y'all drop y'all's next episode?
That's a question. That doesn't have an answer.
We're planning to do a little bit of hopefully recording this weekend.
There you go.
But
so,
dropping it probably sometime next week.
Absolutely. By the time this podcast airs in December.
Oh, my God.
Because now we've traveled back to November where we are.
Yeah.
And now we're
not in December right now.
We're
just,
actually
just
in November. Yeah,
we're end of November.
End of November. Well, mid-November.
Next week is the 22nd. Yeah.
Is it the
22nd?
Yeah.
This week has gone by.
Yeah.
Month has gone by.
Thanksgiving is like week. Right around the corner.
It's next week.
Next week.
Not to mention that Thanksgiving is like it's the 28th, I believe.
Yeah.
So great. It's like at the end of the month.
Yes. Nuts. What a time. What a time to be alive.
October lasted forever.
It didn't for us.
For me, it
did. I blinked an eye and October was over.
Yeah, October dragged for me. That was real busy.
Yeah, we work at a mask company. So.
Yeah, that is our busy time.
Yeah, they know that because last month was CFX month. So.
Oh, yeah.
So they've heard me tell Star Wars. They've heard me tell the Bad Boys. They've heard me tell Howard the Duck.
Bad Boys either.
And they've heard me tell, you just listen to my podcast.
Yeah, you get to watch all the movies you've never seen.
It just came out,
just to watch all the movies.
Yeah,
I get to listen to all the movies.
I paint a really good word picture. So
far, I've only listened to the Spawn episode.
I've seen
Spawn.
That was a good one. That's a really good
episode. I've seen Spawn a couple times.
Watched it more than once, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Spawn is good.
Oh, go back and listen to the podcast, dude. I promise you.
This is probably the only person who actually likes Spawn.
You were like the 13%.
Spawn was fun. It was bad, but it was fun.
All right, at least you acknowledge it was bad.
It was very bad, it's like Blade.
It's a wild
ride. I've seen all of Blade, too.
Oh, I do like Blade.
Blade is hilarious. Wesley Snipes is hilarious. Wesley Snipes is Blade.
I should do a Blade episode next season.
I love fucking Wesley Snipes, because Blade don't pay no taxes. He said that!
He did say that.
Fuck, I'm here protecting everyone from vampires. I'm here paying no taxes.
So, this is good, man. This is going to be a good episode.
I legit hear he's going to be in the next Blade movie.
Yeah, he's not Blade, though.
He's not Blade, but
he's going to be in it.
He's going to be in it.
He's out of jail for not paying taxes.
They couldn't keep Blade in jail.
So I'll give you kind of a preview for next week. Next week I'm doing a awful movie called 500 Days of Summer with two people that's kind of up in the air right now. I don't know who it's going to be. It's going to be a couple of some kind. It's couples month. It's not good.
Isn't that one of the movies that like hipsters are like?
Oh,
super
it's
hard
the
on
most
for?
Hipster movie ever made.
Really?
Yeah.
Even more than what the wild.
Oh, is this the Jim Carrey one where he's like into the girl with the blue hair or something?
No, that's Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless
Mind.
That is
an amazing movie.
It's good.
I love that movie.
What a weird movie for you to have seen.
I've seen almost every single Jim Carrey movie, even the number 23.
Ooh,
what a weird.
The number 23.
My mom loves Jim Carrey.
Okay,
we used to watch We used to watch Liar Liar and Ace Ventura on VHS with her.
I did love
Liar Liar a lot.
Jim Carrey's hilarious. It's a shame he got crazy when he got old.
It's because of Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's a shame. Not Jamie McCartney. With Jenny McCarthy. He married Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, okay. I thought
but
he was
Jenny
with...
No.
Oh.
Gwyneth Paltrow is just crazy.
That's Goop role. Lady, right?
Yeah,
Goop Lady.
Yeah. Jenny McCarthy started the anti-vaxxing movement.
That's right. Yeah.
So, you know, when all your favorite, life-threatening diseases come back. Thanks, Gwen.
I will say, I haven't seen the new Jim Carrey movie about child... entertainer. He was like Mr. Rogers, but he did like
I know what you're talking about.
It's a Netflix show, I believe.
Yeah.
He did a, it was like a documentary.
Yeah, but so I'm doing 500 Days of Summer. It's a terrible movie. Then I'm going to have co-worker Jonathan and his girlfriend Patricia.
I think
Patricia! Patricia. And we're doing the worst Christmas movie ever made, Love.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
I think I've seen
that. Oh, what the fuck, Bryce?
I know, he's seen some
weird shit. Wait, Love Actually, what's it about? Because I think
it's like seven stories that like intertwine with each other. It takes place in London. Hugh Grant is in it.
I want to say I've actually seen that.
Bryce, you are an
but
enigma.
But he hadn't seen
Love
John.
Actually, that sounds so familiar. I thought you were going to say 11 Crazy Nights with Adam Sandler.
That's eight Crazy Nights.
Eight Crazy Nights.
And that's not a Christmas movie. That's
a Hanukkah movie.
There's
a difference.
He's Jewish.
It's basically Christmas. It's Jewish Christmas.
Well, maybe Christmas is...
No, Christmas came first.
I think Yule came first. Thank you.
That's the joke.
That's the joke.
And our season finale is also another stinker with my friend Claire Pikett and her husband White, and I'm gonna explain New Year's Eve to them, not the holiday of the movie.
Oh, I was gonna say if they've made it this far and they don't know what that holiday
they're
is,
in for a wild ride.
Did you know that the calendars start over?
Do you have your phone on you?
Yeah.
Look up the movie Love Actually, because I swear to God I've seen it.
So, yeah, this is fun. This is a good episode.
This is a good one.
Yeah,
this is very fun.
I had a laugh.
I laughed really hard in this episode. So
I thought that was funny.
Yeah,
the one joke about the money, I think, got you really bad.
I was just not expecting it. So.
It's that.
Love Actually.
Actually.
Well, that doesn't help me. I need to see people, not...
Keira Knightley's in it.
I think I know who Keira Knightley is.
She was that chick in the Pirates movie. She's also in this really weird movie where she's, like, sexually attracted to people spanking
Secretary?
Her.
Secretary?
No.
Is that the one like Secretary?
It's not Secretary. It's, like, about Freud.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's a weird movie, man.
And she's in Bend It Like Beckham.
She was in Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah, but should have been a really good lesbian movie.
I have seen this movie! That's wild.
But anyway, that's what's coming up in the future. So we're gonna
weird movie for you to have seen.
We're gonna put a pin in this episode. So for Jason Explains It All, I'm Jason Galt.
I'm Bryce Pilou.
I'm Lindsay Michelle.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Yeah. Sir?
Huh?
We're in a terrible rush.
Don't rush me, sonny. You rush a miracle, man, you get rotten miracles. You got money?
65.
I never worked for so little, except once, and that was a very noble cause.
This is noble, sir. His wife is a cripple. Children are on the brink of starvation.
Are you a rotten liar?
I need him to help avenge my father, murdered these 20 years.
Your first story was better. Where's that bellows crab? He probably owes you money, huh? Well, I'll ask him.
He's dead, he can't talk.
Look who knows so much, huh? Well, it just so happens that your friend here is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Please open his mouth. Now, mostly dead, he's slightly alive. Now, all dead, well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing that you can do.
What's that?
Go through his clothes and look for loose change.
Hello in there. Hey, what's so important? What you got here that's worth living for?
True love. True love. You heard him? You could not ask for a more noble cause than that.
Yeah, Sonny, true love is the greatest thing in the world. Except for a nice MLT, a mutton lettuce and tomato sandwich when the mutton is nice and lean and the tomatoes ripe. They're so perky. I love that. But that's not what he said. He distinctly said to blave. And as we all know, to blave means to bluff. Huh? So you're probably playing cards and he cheated.
Liar! Liar! Liar!
Get back, witch!
Anomaly! great time your wife. But after what you just said, I'm not even sure I want to be that anymore.
You never had it so good.
To love. He said to love, Max.
Don't say another word, Valerie.
He's afraid. Ever since Prince Humperdinck fired him, his confidence is shattered.
Why'd you say that name? You promised me that you would never say that name.
What? Humperdinck? Love lies expiring, and you don't have the decency to say why you won't help.
Nobody's hearing nothing.
Humperdinck.
This is Buttercup's true love. If you hit him, he will stop Humperdinck's wedding. Shut up. Wait. I make him bear the Humperdinck's office.
Humiliations galore.
I did a lick all day, Nisha. That is a noble cause. Give me the 65. Come on, the job.
That's a miracle pill.
The chocolate coating makes it go down easier, but you have to wait 15 minutes for full potency, and you shouldn't go in swimming after for at least, what?
An hour.
Yeah,
a good hour. Yeah.
Thank you for everything.
Okay.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye. Bye.